Five.
We can say Fave.
Fave?
I like the way you said it the first time.
All right, bet.
You know what I mean?
Try to figure it out. All right, let's get it.
You know what I mean? Something groovy for Mikey real quick.
I can rock with this.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Just in case you start with an attitude. You know what I mean? Here we go. We're going to dance that shit away today.
We'll get to it, baby.
Right with the rain. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, wait to the bridge. Woo, here we go. Yeah. What they doing?
Yeah.
Whole vibe.
Yeah, nah.
It's a vibe, bro.
Nah, this is it, bro. Nah,
wait till you play this in the whip. Let it go.
Oh, man.
So fire, bro.
Listen, bro.
Oh, my way.
Shorty getting everything.
Yes. Even when you drive it home from the grocery store, you had enough money. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Bro, that's when I put my hand on her thigh. Just look at it like, yeah.
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 You know what this is.
Yeah.
Yeah, let it rock.
You let it rock. Get the vibes right. I know the life for you. I got this. It's lit. I'm going to get a dog face for you.
This is a smooth two-step, bro.
Yeah.
I can vibe to it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
All day.
All day, man. I set me right, man. What's going on? Welcome to another episode of It's Lit Boston. We are your host, Sam Shaw, hosting Mike Orlando in the back, handling the business, the cameraman today. And I see he's always
Shout out to O.
O'Hare.
You feel me?
Heavy, man. Learning
O still
crazy.
Hasn't changed his fucking screen name.
Nah, he still smoking.
Change that shit. Come on, man.
Nah, he used to be Big Old Rican, some shit like that. Was
damn.
It 12? Was it Big Old Rican 12 or some shit, nigga?
What was the big for? What was the big for, O?
He said the ladies know. Oh. The ladies know.
He had a big IQ.
I got you, O.
He got a big ego.
I used to look at, yo, he gave me his aim one day. I was like, oh, my shit. Hold on.
Oh.
Oh, my God. I forgot to turn
you
the volume.
You said the aim.
The aim. Oh, that's why I remember the big old Rican from,
yo,
bro.
How many shit y'all back from aim?
Listen, man. Was a
you can talk about it.
A lot.
The statute of limitations passed.
Oh, a lot.
High school was fun.
Aim and Yahoo Instant Messenger.
Oh, if it was Yahoo, I know she went to a good school.
Oh.
Feel me? Ain't no girl that's going to the hood school got a Yahoo.
They don't even know what Yahoo is, nigga.
Yeah, it's not the same as AOL. That aim hit different.
Oh, my God.
Nah, yeah. The ratchet ones, they were on. What was the other email? The Hotmail?
And a Hotmail was a professional. Yeah. That was professional.
Yeah, No. The business.
For real?
No,
I had a Hotmail.
You had a Hotmail?
Hell yeah.
Nah, professionals was like MSN. And,
okay, yeah.
AOL.
I tried to create one of those, but I never remember the password.
Mm-hmm. Never.
Never.
Bro, I had to send my shit to my recovery.
I had to keep resetting
over
it.
Over and over, yo.
Y'all remember any of y'all screen names?
I absolutely
I still have
do.
It. I still have it.
For real?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Even from back in the day?
Yeah.
What is it? What is it?
JNR Big, yo.
JNR Big?
Junior Big, bro.
You nigga think he's a junior Big McChicken or some
That's
shit.
That's what it was.
Now y'all really want to know what my name was?
Yeah, what was yours?
My name was Golden Balls 007.
This nigga.
Golden Balls?
Golden Balls 007.
Yeah.
My
sense.
Shit was corny.
Because every time I showed this, I was like, yeah, I got them golden balls, baby. Yeah.
My shit was corny.
That was high school, yeah.
What they call me in the hood?
Sam.
Or SZA.
Okay, yeah.
It was just SZA 617. My shit was corny, bro.
Yeah.
Well, you were a ball player. Like, y'all were corny anyway.
Yeah, we were super corny. Yeah, like, we're not creative like that back then. What you think about balling pussy?
Yeah,
that's it, bro.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, bro.
What my nickname gonna be? They call me Caesar, so, you know, it's 6-1 Boston all day.
I'm not gonna lie. Ball players from back in the day, we were very stereotyped, bro. Right? But it was stuck.
Nah, it's stuck.
Like, ball players walked around with chains that had basketball nets or basketball or their number.
Oh, your number one tattoo was a basketball.
Facts.
And the Spalding.
Facts.
Listen.
The Spalding.
You wasn't a real ball player if your favorite movie wasn't Love and Basketball.
Facts.
Exactly.
It's if it wasn't facts. Love and Basketball and you don't know that she took Spalding to the prom,
bro,
you are not a real ball player.
Bro.
Who you taking, Spalding? She was like, ooh. Spalding?
It's
that was the real first Steph Curry and yeah, dad, when you think about
facts.
It.
Facts. Mm. Facts.
And it was fucked up that his dad was light-skinned, though.
Who's dad?
Q.
His dad wasn't light skinned.
His dad was dark skinned. Oh,
dark skinned, bro.
Wow. No, his dad
was super dark skinned, bro.
His dad was the All-State dude.
Yeah. Oh, he was.
Come on now.
He is the All-State dude.
He is All-State dude.
He is. I think he's been doing that for years.
Forever, bro.
And he was the president on 24.
Yes, he was.
One of the first black presidents.
I never finished that show.
No. 24?
Never.
I never started it.
Oh, I did. The first four seasons, fire.
But I heard there was like 10.
Well, yeah.
I gave up.
No. I deployed. I joined the Army.
Oh, you had your own 24.
So I felt, hey, yo, facts.
Once I saw the clock ticking, I said, nah, I'm cool, bro.
Yo, no, it's lit.
Nah, the clock ticking got me sometimes.
Because it's real time. So, like, the clock ticks an hour, that's an hour of the show. So when it clicks zero, that's the end of the show.
Yeah. But that's back in the day when they actually respected time.
Oh, facts. You know they had to respect time.
Sometimes nowadays when you're watching something, the fucking shit ends mad quick.
Mad quick.
You're like, yo, it was 12 minutes left.
Basketball games are like that.
They add more commercials in.
Yeah.
Oh, the commercials. They got us.
Speaking of commercials, shout out to all of our subscribers on various DSPs.
I apologize.
Shout out to our YouTube, Spotify subscribers, all of y'all. Please make sure you like, share, subscribe. Please hit that notification bell. That way you know every time we post some new content because we post some fire shit. Please follow Just Be Snapping on IG.
It's lit.
Please follow It's Lit Boston Podcast on IG.
It's
please
lit.
Follow I Am Show on IG.
It's
please
lit.
Follow my man O at Spoken X on IG.
It's lit.
And follow your boy Dubside General on IG just because.
It's lit.
Back at it.
Yo, let's get to it, man.
So, I had a question. Did y'all ever notice when you're watching a show and it goes to commercial, the commercial be louder than your show?
Hella louder.
They want you to hear it.
Hella louder.
They want your phone to hear it.
You got to turn that shit down.
Like, damn, this shit was on 5. Yeah. Why is it on 10?
And then the show come back on and they all whispering.
Yeah. Nah. Okay, cool.
You ain't the only one.
I bet. Because I was like, what the fuck is going on?
They do that intentionally.
Why they do that?
Because it's louder, so no matter who's around is going to hear it. And then it'll subconsciously want you to purchase
pay attention.
The Nissan Rogue or whatever bullshit that they're advertising.
They taught you in the military?
Y'all are good.
Nah, it's just...
It's annoying.
It's just marketing.
Okay.
Yeah, y'all are annoying. That's annoying as fuck.
Same reason why they use certain trigger colors, because I know you're going to see it. They use...
Red, white, red, blue.
No. Well, I see what you did there.
Red, white, blue, huh?
Not really. This is
red, white, blue.
Yeah, but
give my ass lit.
Come on.
So, give my ass lit. Why are you fighting me?
Oh, my boy.
It's the reds and the yellows.
Okay.
That are like what they target for marketing. That's why.
Wait.
Companies like Wendy's, McDonald's.
Back and body hurts?
Wow.
Okay. Hey, when you get older, you know the deal.
Yeah.
Man. You know
yeah. Yeah. I was like, wait, what does that say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. I respect it. You got the hat matching. Okay. You look like a real Dorchester nigga.
Oh, shit.
Try to be like my guys. Whoa, wait.
I just see
what you did
there. Regular. You know what I mean?
Hold on.
You look like normal civilians.
We got forces on.
You know what I mean? We bumped the snitches music. Feel me?
Where I live isn't where I was raised. So let's just get that out.
You right. None of us. Yeah, you right.
None of us live in Roxbury no more.
I'm living great. I don't know about these.
I'm living great.
I'm living phenomenal. Okay.
Shit. Nah. You living great, Mike. You don't even play.
Prime. That's phenomenal.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, cool.
What's popping, fellas?
We them niggas.
Why don't can we still be niggas? Because I feel like the niggas is still caring about snitches.
Well, I mean, we do play snitch music, right?
Hell yeah. Fuck you, mean.
Shit.
Shout out to Gunna.
I'm not in that life. I can listen to it.
Hey, yo, that video was crazy.
No lie.
I was like, oh.
Yo, wait. Is it crazy that we fuck with the Gunna shit, but we didn't fuck with none of that 6ix9ine shit? What's the difference?
I don't know. I saw a 6ix9ine video like recently.
Yeah.
And I fucked with it.
It wasn't good.
I fucked with it.
It wasn't good?
But I think I fucked with it
because. Compared to Gunna shit. First of all.
Go ahead. I think I fucked with the video simply because the shorty in the video was bad.
Listen, bro.
Shorty was bad.
I can't lie. 6ix9ine be having him.
He be having him.
He buying him Birkins, all that shit.
And it was a Spanish record, so I didn't understand a damn thing they were saying.
Those be the best ones.
But Shorty?
You know what I'm saying?
You used to like Spanish records?
Yeah.
What's a record, Spanish record that y'all don't know the words to?
I don't.
Dame la gasolina. Dame la gasolina.
Oh, my God.
That's all I knew.
I still thought the song was about gasoline.
Daddy.
Oh, yeah, that's the Furious days.
That's all I knew.
Mine is Dora by Daddy Yankee.
Dora?
Yeah, how it go? Dora. I can't say it because I was so Spanish.
Oh, shit.
But it's fire. It was fire.
Okay.
And I listen to everything, but I ain't remembering.
I do listen to everything now.
I listen to Mad Afrobeats. I don't know what the fuck they're saying, but it's fire.
Nigga, right? Give me the pound. Come on now. Until we get back to Africa, nigga, we don't need to know what they're saying. You know what I mean?
Hey, half the soaking shit I listen to, I couldn't understand anything until I seen the lyrics. I was like,
yeah, you ain't listening to lyrics. Ooh. You was looking at the asses bounce.
I was like,
okay.
I was like, damn, that's what I was rocking to? Okay.
Yeah, now they be wilding out.
They be wilding out.
I'm not gonna lie. I really do miss our childhood because we was able to listen to anything
and not give a fuck.
Everything was toxic. You didn't know it was toxic.
Yeah, no, it was toxic. So you got grown and said,
Hey, yo, shout out to Kiki Palmer.
Yeah, Kiki, you
God
fucking
bless
up.
You,
you nah, fucking nah. up, Kiki.
Shout out.
I got a problem.
Miss Palmer.
Oh, you call her Miss Palmer?
Miss Palmer.
Okay, so let me ask
you. He do want a Palmer.
I want to ask
Palmer
him now.
If you're nasty. Oh.
I want to ask him.
It's lit. You
caught it already.
I see him.
It's 1-1 right now.
Yeah.
We still got to catch one.
I smell funny.
Okay, so I got a question, Mike. Did you see the Kiki Palmer video?
No, I didn't see the video. Wait, hold on. Wait. The Usher video?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm about to say,
what did you feel was wrong in the video?
Personally, as Mikey, nothing.
No way. Is it because it was Usher?
No, because in the situation, I could tell what she was doing. Like, that's
her. What was
she
doing?
That's her. She's entertaining. She's playing for the crowd.
Oh, you a sucker.
You feel me?
A whole sucker.
They always get him.
Playing to the crowd?
How am I a sucker?
You giving her a pass just like that?
How am I a sucker?
Because you're looking at what she's doing and saying, you know what? It's who she is. You know,
but I got no issues if a dude was doing the same shit to a shorty.
Nah.
We can't do the same shit to a shorty.
You saw Uzi get his shit smashed.
Time out.
Well, hold on. Consensual.
Nah,
you
bro.
See this nigga, bro?
Come on, bro.
What side is he on?
I didn't even expect this from you. I'm surprised.
No lie. We were definitely expecting different.
Bro,
you expecting me to be mad about this?
He sat next to somebody and got a phone thrown at him twice.
Yeah.
And nobody screamed abuse or protect black
come
men.
Come on, bro.
Hold on. Shorty was tripping doing that to him. What are you talking about?
Who was tripping?
The one that threw the shorty that threw the phone.
Ari. You hear anybody talking about it?
Nah.
It wasn't Ari, it was JT.
No.
It was JT. Oh,
it was
no.
JT.
No, I don't hear anybody talk about it.
Nobody, right?
I'm not congratulating her, so what are you talking about?
All right, cool. Okay.
Let me ask you a question. If that was your shorty, she went to an Usher concert. We're not saying Kiki Palmer. We're saying Dubside General Shorty went to Las Vegas with her friends, right? Mm-hmm. Her friends didn't pull out their phones.
And the same situation, except Kiki Palmer's my girl.
Now, time out. Your girl goes up to Usher.
Usher comes to them.
But then she walked to Usher because her girls was right. Nigga, I watched the video.
She
approached Usher.
I got you.
And put two hands around behind the neck.
I got
locked them fingers. Put the face next to Mikey's face.
I got you.
Oh, my God. That's so great. I don't care about the spin around.
Show the cakes.
That don't bother me. I want niggas to know my shorty got the cakes.
Okay.
Right? But it's when she went back in for a second hug.
Okay.
And them fingers locked again.
I'm going to say something to my shorty.
Okay.
What are you going to say to your shorty? Because this is telling.
I'm going to say.
Because he said he ain't going to say shit.
No. I didn't say I was going to say shit.
Okay.
I said.
I apologize.
I said, Mikey don't care what Kiki Palmer did, because guess what? Mikey don't know Kiki Palmer.
See, I had to change.
What she does, girl.
He's got to be your girl.
See?
And
it's your girl.
I said this. What she does. Shout out to her.
Okay.
I said it was my girl doing that.
Uh huh. What you gonna say?
Oh, we finna have a conversation.
What's the conversation?
We have a conversation. It's gonna be like, yo, for real? That's what you gonna do on stage?
Wait, you gonna ask her a question?
You gonna do that? You gonna do that on stage to Usher? Like, you know, I'm here watching that. You know, I'm gonna see that shit. But what I'm not gonna do is go on my social media and say some corny shit.
He did fuck up with that. He was emotional.
Yeah, I'm gonna hit you up.
He's emotional.
I'm gonna send that text like, hey, yo, you wilding out.
But I think he deserves grace, because we give women grace also. And I think everybody deserves the same grace at least once.
I don't.
At least once.
If you go on social media and you put out your public stuff, you put your private stuff to social media, man, woman, whatever, you're wrong.
She didn't show her privates.
I said if you put your private information. If you
what do you mean
say,
like private?
Between you and your girl.
If you say go on social media to tell your shorty she did something wrong instead that of going wrong. To her, that's some punk shit.
Okay.
Man, woman, it don't matter.
Okay.
You pull out your phone and you text her and be like, hey yo, you doing the most.
Do you text her?
You gotta text her.
You don't text her. You don't text her.
You text her.
After you see the video,
you use whatever medium you choose.
Hold on. Because the reason why I'm saying this, right? Because imagine us being out. Mm-hmm. You're shorty seeing something on social media.
Yeah.
And hit you right after.
Yeah.
She's finna text me.
Facts.
For real?
Word.
Shorty see you doing something, she's gonna text you. She's probably gonna say, like, I see what you're doing. I see you out there with your little friends.
Hold on.
I'm trying to.
Oh, I'm gonna keep it all the way real.
No, I want to be 1,000%
real. I'm trying to be careful. We have
no, no. You said you don't care.
No, I didn't say I didn't care. Hey, yo, my son's here today. What up, Elijah? He's in the building.
Shout out to Elijah.
Shout out E-Money.
You know what I mean? He holding it down on his iPad. What game you playing, big guy? He's playing Bed Wars.
Bed Wars, baby.
I don't know what that game is.
Listen, it's the most exciting thing to him.
Hey.
All I hear about is Bed Wars.
Bed Wars,
that's
baby.
What I'm saying. Hey. Just keep talking. It don't matter, bro.
Shout out to the kids. The games are trash, but hey,
they
that's
are.
What it is.
It's lame. It ain't lying.
Nah.
But yeah, bro.
She's gonna say. Oh, you gonna? She's gonna say whatever she says to you via text. You know that.
My shorty's gonna go. Oh, I see you having fun.
Exactly.
She would say that to you.
Yeah.
Oh, she wouldn't wait till you got home to say it.
No. Oh no, that's just leave me dry. That's it.
That's the. But I know I'm about to get some shit when I get in the house.
But you ain't supposed to respond to that text.
No, because...
You're supposed to finish your night because you know you ain't going to get another one.
Because anything you say to that is just going to be worse.
No.
You can't say anything.
So, that's the difference between you and I.
Oh, okay.
See, that's the difference
shit,
between
he
you
put you on the island.
You literally said you ain't going to respond because
I'm going to... When I say I'm not going to respond in this way, I'm saying generally.
Because any response you make...
No, it's real life. I'm going to tell you real life.
Well, yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
You
be
like
real.
Chaos.
She's going to text me that.
Yes.
And I'm going to go,
No. What's she going to text you? Because we know what his shit is going to
text. I was going to say, I see you having fun. I'm be like, yo, blast.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And what you saying back?
It's lit. I'm going to say, I'm having a blast. What you mean?
And, you,
and I'm going to put WYD, what you doing? Cool it, baby.
I like it. And then he's going to meet up with us the next week talking about.
Yeah.
Yo, I gotta be home by here.
We gotta wrap this up, man. Yo, I gotta go.
Yo, shorty about to FaceTime me
exactly.
in like 2 minutes.
Yeah,
I gotta go. I can't answer the phone here.
Hell yeah.
Exactly. You like chaos.
I always take the risk, bro.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Y'all should know me by now. It's fun.
But why can women scare us into coming home and we can't scare women into coming home?
Oh, yeah, scaring me.
Yeah, facts.
But they're scaring you.
No.
If she's on your back like, you ain't home. You said you're going to be home at 8:30 9.
I'm married, bro.
See, yeah. Oh, okay. That's the difference.
So marriage life is different.
It's very different,
that's the difference,
bro.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
That's
okay.
The general.
Yeah. Okay.
I ain't married.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
And it's my house.
I'll get
back home when I feel like getting back home.
Hold on, my nigga. It's my house too, nigga.
No. No disrespect.
No. It's...
I don't...
Y'all's house.
I don't live with nobody.
It's lit.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but he's married.
That's my point.
Okay. Yeah, he's
married.
Right. He's right.
He's got to go home to her. When I go home, I go home to my bed, my TV.
You right.
She always at her crib.
You right.
I got a question.
Oh, Lord.
How long do you wait till you move in with a shorty? And I don't mean you have to move in with her. You guys can move in together.
Oh, no.
Or she can move in with you.
You never move in with her. That's
we know that.
That's one of the rules.
Yeah,
you never move into her place.
You get kicked
she
out.
Moves into yours, or y'all move into a joint place together.
My man.
Right?
It's
my man. That's the most islit shit you ever said.
That's it.
Always.
Feel me?
Always.
Yeah. Now you caught up. 1-1-1.
Yeah. Everybody's on fire.
But
we all on the board.
Nuts.
Shit. He said 2-1-1.
Goddamn.
I don't think there's a time frame. I think it's just how you and that person in that situation is. Because the time. Maybe I'll say that because.
You're right on that. Yeah, it depends
because,
on the vibe. It depends on the vibe.
What's the last shorty you live with? Not what's the last shorty, but like,
never.
Have you lived with a shorty?
Nah.
Oh, so you can't even comment on this thing.
Oh.
He's a virgin.
Yeah, facts.
He's a virgin.
You shit.
He's still a virgin.
Your life's going to change when a shorty live with you, bro.
I know.
It's different.
I know.
It's different.
Are you looking forward to it?
I mean, yeah.
I don't think you will.
I think it's right now I'm trying to enjoy my space.
Okay.
So.
How long do you want to enjoy your space?
Eventually, I'll be able to enjoy my space and I'll be able to kind of just vibe and then figure that out.
How long till the shorty moving with you, show? For me, it's always like
maybe a year or two.
Yeah, about like a year or two. It has to be a year.
Yeah, because I had a rule back then where I couldn't date you if it was if we hadn't spoken for at least 2 years.
I couldn't. Wow. You couldn't date them.
Be
if you
my official girl. Be my official girl. Like, what do you mean? Gotta go through. Like, we gotta figure each other out. To me, the first 6 months is the play.
Oh, of course, of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Course.
So Sexify, I use, that's it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You still talking to other niggas. I'm still talking to all the shorties. We're still doing our thing.
I feel like by 3 months you figure that out.
3 months. Because
you ain't trying to fuck with somebody that's been fucking like three other dudes.
I don't know how you were back then. You know,
you
what I'm
was a savage.
But you know, when you have a stable for the
plethora.
Week, you don't really get that 3 months kind of
overlap.
But that's when you're in a relationship, though, right?
Nah.
Or is that when you're dating?
I never dated
That's when you play in the field.
Yeah, you play in the field.
How long did you play the field for, bro?
I've never. I was out of the game at 24.
Until I got married.
Yeah, I was out of the game at 24.
You got married at 24?
No. Whoa.
Yeah, because he said 24.
No, I had my kid at 24. And we got together, what, when I was like 27? And then I got married a year later.
So you got 28.
So a little bit.
Yeah, all right, so you got your whole years out. Your whole years. That's what they call it, right?
I was with her the whole time, bro.
And that's what my point is, yeah.
Wait, when you was 18?
No, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
From 18 to 20.
You got your whole years out before you got married.
18 to 24? It's not your whole years.
I think that is the good whole phase.
I think 15 to 25 is your whole phase.
Whoa.
My nigga went crazy.
Whoa.
Facts. All the real ones know.
15. You just getting started,
nah,
bro.
Listen.
You can't have 15,
I lost mine at 13.
Same here, but you cannot count that.
I lost mine at 13.
That.
Bro, when I'm playing ball after the first year as a 14-year-old, I come back as 15 and I'm a little cock diesel.
Bro. You cannot count those years.
I was going in.
I was with training
I was taking down the 16-year-olds, the 17-year-olds.
Do you count training wheels?
What's training wheels?
I don't count the training wheels.
Like you're riding a bike. First time learning how to ride a bike, you're on training wheels.
I don't count 13.
Exactly.
I count 15 and up.
Nah, I didn't start
15, I got my first 19-year-old.
I didn't start counting until I was doing tricks on the BMX.
15 is when you get your first 19-year-old?
15, I got my first 19-year-old.
I'm a young buck, my nigga.
Yeah. You want to be old?
Nah, because I got mine when I was, you know, a little way younger.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's different. You got the African blood, bro.
Whoa. I was in Nigeria when this happened.
That's what I'm saying, dealing with, like, American blood. We ain't that fast.
Hey,
we
listen.
Can't get it.
No. I had his Bolivian. Anyways, back
okay,
to the
conversation. Okay, my bad.
Listen.
We got beside ourselves.
Listen. About to go to real guy talk.
A lot of this shit was hella illegal.
No, hey, man. Listen, back in the day, you couldn't tell if it was legal, bro.
Facts,
back in the day, we didn't care.
Yeah, no, like, matter. No, yeah. We cared.
No, we didn't. If it was an older shorty, we didn't care. We
take
wanted
that down,
that.
Bro. Yeah.
Facts. I'm saying legality, we didn't care.
I want to be real right now.
Be real.
Let's see how real we are.
Oh, let's be real.
How many of you guys wanted to get taken down by your teacher?
All of us.
Okay, just making sure.
Hey, yo, shout out to Miss Stang over at Key Tech.
Miss Stang over at EC. Shout out to EC.
Yo, she was the first white girl.
Yo, listen.
All the white girls like, God damn, shorty.
High school, there was one that everybody wanted to take down. Y'all know.
I did chemistry and biology over just because of her.
I'm going to keep it real with y'all. Ninth grade year, we had an English teacher. Nobody listened, right? We had the teacher's aide come in on week 4 of the new year. She came in. I ain't going to say no names, but if you went to Eastie, and you was in my class or you was in Eastie around that time, you knew. She came in, crop top, had the lower back tattoo that already got us, right?
Everybody was paying attention.
And I'm going to keep it real. Every young black man's kryptonite, whether he knows it or not, is a thick white shorty.
It's
lit. With tattoos.
Angies.
That smiles.
Listen, bro.
She can get us to do anything. I'm just going to tell you like that is.
Anything.
Black mothers beware. That's all I'm going to keep it real with y'all.
Yo, listen, bro.
Keep it real.
Listen, bro.
Not for me.
You for real?
No.
You ain't ever seen it. Listen, bro.
Well, you got to remember, he had a job at one.
It's lit. What does that have to
because
do
because you ain't paying attention to none of that shit.
Negative. No. No, in fact, me having a job allowed me to kind of make sure I was definitely able to see a lot of this stuff.
For real?
Yes.
When we were younger, I missed out on one of the greatest opportunities of my life.
Oh, man. Tell me about it.
It was in sixth grade. I'll never forget this shorty's name.
Middle school.
I'm not going to say her name.
Yeah, don't say the name.
I'm not going to say her name, but she was the first thick white girl that I was so in love with. But because the stigma of a thick shorty back then, I I couldn't publicly be like, yo, you mine. But yo, listen, man. And then she got with this bum ass redhead.
Wait. What's the stigma for a thick shorty back then?
Nah, you couldn't really. She was thick, bro.
Was she thick or was she big?
No.
Because it's thick and it's big.
Nah, she was
thick. Is like, oh, she's got shape.
Nah,
but big is like just round.
Oh, nah,
chubby.
Nah. She was yeah. No, she was thick.
Okay. She was thick. Okay.
But that scared the white boys. That's not something they would use.
Yeah. So, white boys back in the day were scared.
So why did you feel some type of way?
Why did I feel some type of way? I asked myself to this day why I was a bitch, bro. Cause the entire time, literally 2 weeks later, she got with this bum ass nigga.
And you was like, damn.
Nigga. Way this nigga was loving on her, bro. Mm-hmm. That shit had me tight watching from a distance. Yep.
Couldn't get in now.
Bro. Mm-mm. Bro. The entire time I was there, they were together. And I was like, damn, that was me. Oh, I had a girlfriend or anything, but I didn't even care for sure.
Wait. So that girl was your kryptonite?
That she was my kryptonite,
my
bro.
Kryptonite was
she
in church.
She had big brown eyes and oh my god.
Mine was in church.
Yo, oh.
And you know what's crazy? Is when your mother know the girl wants you.
Oh my god.
Your mother never let you stand by yourself in church. Not downstairs, not outside. Nope. You can't go to the store by yourself, the corner store, because she know that's where the girl is.
Exactly. Nope. You better keep your eyes right here in this pew beside me.
Facts. Break time.
All right,
let's get it.
Hold on. Do we have a little bit more time or we gotta shut off right now?
Which one's still going?
What, how much time is on that one? That one's 25?
We got 5 minutes.
Yeah. No, let's do the break. So that way gets 5 minutes to cool down.
Hold on. Before we go to the break, I just want to say a quick RIP to that young girl, Anna Ma. I think her name was Anna Maburu.
Maburu?
Yeah.
Is that the one I sent to the group chat?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
7-year-old girl. We just found out she was lost yesterday, and they found her today in the river. She had passed away.
She fell
in the river, bro, and drowned. And that's like the second like autistic nonverbal child.
Condolences.
That they lost and that found up dead the next day. So I mean that shit hurt, and I just wanted to stop and just say rest in peace to her, and condolences to her family.
Definitely.
I'm guilty. That's my swag, the Q. I don't go up you, no, it's hard to swallow the pill. Then I gym, then I hit me, then I kill. Shout out to my space, for my man, she be my queen. Oh go, I love my go, I need you go, don't go. I'm a go, no the fuck up, pull up, oh my go, only rock up, me no more don't feel your go, yeah. All eyes on me, bitch, too fast,
it's too
bad. You could feel I'm like all those too dry. I know the booker, I be cooker, never lose. God, can't catch the way we did do that. Standing me, I know no jump like. Yeah, many pages like something, so long. All I know be my mama, could you wild it, light to the rich, I'm a drummer. 23, 24.
All right. Oh, you taking a picture? Yeah, take that nigga's picture, yo. Side view. Sorry, that nigga, no, yo.
Oh, I didn't even know you were taking my picture.
You know what I'm saying?
I didn't realize. Oh, what we doing?
What we doing? What we doing, bro? What we doing, man? All right, what's on the docket, baby? We gave him the bullshit in the beginning. Hey, warmed ourselves up.
See, now, we were talking about how all the ratchet shit we were doing. Imagine if we were doing that now, bro. They got vending machines. They got vending machines with Plan Bs in it.
Yo, shout out to Plan Baron Hood for that.
Shout out to whoever creatively did that.
Nah, that's beautiful.
That's Boston University now.
Nah, well,
OBU?
Yeah, that's
how
OBU,
do you
baby.
How do you feel?
Necessary? Why not have that readily available?
Everywhere.
No.
Niggas will rob it, but you know, it's no. neighborhood.
I don't feel like people are gonna be responsible
in
this.
And no.
People are already not responsible.
Exactly.
What are you talking about, bro?
So now imagine a young college kid who got the chick pregnant by accident. He can go to the vending machine and put it in her drink.
He can go to Planned Parenthood and get it done too. What's the difference?
Well, yeah, I mean, I hope you give it to somebody consensually, because
putting
in someone's drink, that's hella illegal regardless of whatever you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, feel you. Rick Ross did it and he didn't even know it.
Yo.
It's
Yo.
He said it, not me.
Yo.
Shit, it ain't me. Reebok dropped him.
Yeah. Yep.
What else y'all got on the dot? Oh, I got one. Did y'all see Wembanyama's first game? How he struggled?
Who?
Wembanyama.
I didn't see it.
Wembanyama, the first number one draft pick, the 7'5 motherfucker.
Yeah, no, I did not.
Built like a beanstalk.
Playing in the summer league.
He was watching the D League, the summer league the other day. I was like, you watching? He's like, yeah, the Celtics are playing. I was like, oh.
Shout out to E.
Shout out to E.
Money.
He made me watch the whole thing.
Bro, the summer league is popping. You want to know why? Everybody's playing for a spot on an NBA roster.
Facts.
Exactly.
Nobody Facts. Is giving anything.
Nah, they're being mad selfish.
Bro.
They're trying to get their spot.
Niggas is balling, yo.
Because a summer league don't mean you're going to make it.
No, yeah, it don't.
You
it
can
don't.
Get drafted and not even make the team, bro.
Yep.
Yeah. You got to remember.
Imagine being cut as soon as the first game starts of the season.
Where you get picked.
Oh, it's like that.
Yes. Yeah. This is all before the season.
It's just like football. When you get drafted, you have to earn your spot.
Yes.
Oh, you just because remember, right before the season starts, they have to cut because they can only have X amount of people on the team.
Yeah,
so they gotta make cuts.
You don't mind being the last person on the bench.
You don't want
as long
be.
As you're in the league, as long as you're in the game.
Oh no, you rather be the last person on the bench.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Than the person after you that Facts. Didn't make the bench.
Facts. Wow. Man. Okay. Shout out to E, man. Because he was watching, I was like, why are we watching this?
Yo, shout out to Elijah, man. Elijah be ahead of it, bro.
Yep.
Elijah really be ahead of it because sometimes a lot of kids don't like sports, bro.
Now he's a baller.
Wembanyama's first game, he had like 9 points. He struggled. He looked like he shouldn't be in the NBA. Everybody was clowning him on Twitter. You can go look it all up.
It's this first experience.
Right.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
But then his second game, he had 27 points with 12 rebounds, mm-hmm. 3 blocks.
It's lit.
He
warmed up.
And he went 9-for-14 from the field, right?
Warmed up.
You know what the Spurs said? Shut him down.
Shut him.
Shut him down. Because he had that one good game.
Nah, yo.
That's all you need. Because if he plays again and he gets hurt.
It's a wrap.
Exactly.
It's a wrap.
The Oklahoma City Thunder had that last year where they had a 7'2" white kid, Chet Holmgren. Mm. He took a charge from LeBron in a preseason game out the whole year.
No way.
Whole year, bro.
Oh, shit.
Missed his whole rookie season.
Because of it, he took a charge
from LeBron.
Oh yeah, he's gonna
hurt. That's old man strength.
Yeah,
you can't be fucking with the niggas.
Yeah, yeah. Like, why would you even do this?
Put him in 19.
Oh yeah, you dumb.
Tall
yeah.
as shit, but yeah, skinny yeah, as yeah, fuck. Yeah, going yeah, against yeah, 20 yeah. years in the league.
Nah, bro.
Nah, yeah.
That's, still 280.
Yeah, nigga, you going against poverty? That shit hurt.
That shit
exactly.
hurt.
Exactly.
That's grown man poverty. That's the grown man that been through the poverty.
Yeah,
you feel
bro.
Me?
See that nigga's toes?
You feel me?
Shoot.
When that nigga go to the rim, he's not going back.
Nah.
You feel
bro.
Me?
Oh, put him in the dirt.
All right. I'm going to watch it.
That's all I had, though. I ain't really have other shit. I mean, I've seen some of the girls' basketball, but I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to pay attention to the playoffs. That's just me.
I personally don't pay attention to most basketball to the playoffs either. So
most basketball?
Yeah.
Yeah, same here.
Okay.
Because I'm not a basketball person. You know that. So okay. I watch in the playoffs.
Too many games for me to be staying up.
Too many
True.
Games.
True.
Too many games.
It's like baseball.
Yeah, it's way too like
I don't want to see baseball to the playoffs.
Yeah. And even then, I watch it in the ninth inning.
Yeah,
it matters.
162 yeah. games is too much.
160? That's how many games of baseball is?
Yeah bro.
Nah,
a
bro.
Team.
Yeah.
Nah,
18, bro.
Nah,
like,
bro.
As a baseball player, you could play today, tomorrow, and Wednesday.
Nah.
Oh, you could play twice today.
You could play twice in one day. Back to back.
They have double hitters.
Nah.
Oh, wait.
Bro, nah,
so
bro.
We could be 1-1. It could be the seventh inning. We've been playing for 3 hours and it start raining. They're going to postpone the game.
Yeah. I seen that.
You talking about that. We could be playing just regular. We get to the ninth inning. We tying. 10th inning. We tying. 19th inning. We tying.
Oh, but nah, those games bro. Be fire, though.
Them get yeah,
when
yo.
It, when nah,
get
I want to go home. I'm
them
leaving.
Game, nah, them nah, games nah. be like when, 8 hours long.
But, bro, when it gets to like if it's like a good team like the Yankees and Red Sox and it's like 15-15 at the 19th inning, you're going to stay, bro.
No, but 9 times out of 10.
You're not going to stay for that?
Nine times out of 10, when it's going the distance, it'd be like 7-7.
Yeah.
It don't be
or
crazy
two to two.
Games. Yeah.
I'm not staying, bro.
I'm good. I'm gone.
I'm not staying.
Okay. I had my respect. Fun.
So you never stayed at like the end of any games? Like football, I always leave in like the beginning of the fourth quarter.
Oh, football. No, I'm staying.
All the time.
If it's my team, I'm staying to the end.
Oh, yeah. I'll stay to the end of regulation. He's definitely getting bit by the zombies.
Yeah,
bro.
I'll do regulation.
You know how expensive those football games
are? Yeah, facts.
Especially where I was sitting.
Oh, what were you saying?
Oh, elitist. I had good seats.
Oh, well, I don't know what good seats are. I'm trying to see what elitist means.
Not even. Not
That's
even.
Some elitist shit.
How's it elitist?
Because you talked about your seats instantly.
Yeah, because I had great seats. I'm not going to leave when I got great seats.
Really?
Yeah.
I still leave some good ass seats.
If I'm leaving. If I was
at the, them seats ain't worth the traffic, bro.
Facts.
He's crazy.
Hey, yo, I like to leave things early before everybody drives.
If you know the tricks, you know how to avoid the traffic.
How you avoid it?
I don't come straight south. I hop on the thing, go north, go down, get on the highway, then come south. I cut by all
you
that traffic.
A whole lot, bro.
A whole lot. I just want to go straight.
Yeah,
bro.
You feel me?
And I get
you
home.
You just left early and went straight.
And I get home before y'all. I left 15 minutes early. Bet.
Nah.
Bet.
I'm not betting nothing.
I know you ain't.
Yeah, you bet.
Okay.
I know traffic patterns, baby.
I respect it.
I know how to get around.
You know what? You right. You do know traffic patterns. I ain't going to hold you. What else you got? There's a bunch of the shit. What's going on?
Yo, there's a lot, yo. Oh, boy, that Dr. Nazir. The doctor.
Oh, the white dude.
The one that was. I don't know if he's white.
No, he's white. He was the white dude that was.
I don't.
He was sexually molesting the gymnastic girls.
Yeah, I don't think he's white.
The gymnast.
I think he's something else.
No, he's white. He looked white.
Yeah, but the last name kind of gives me something.
Hey, he looked white to me.
Right? That's all that matters.
I can dig it.
Because if he was brown skin, they would say he's black.
He's black.
I can dig it, but
he Puerto Rican, they gonna say he's black.
Yeah, I think
he's Dominican. They gonna say he's black.
I think he's something though. But either way. Boy got stabbed like 9 times in prison.
He got stabbed 10 times.
10 times?
10 times.
They ain't waste no time.
I read it.
They ain't waste no time.
10 times.
You can't fuck with the kids. Now, we don't promote violence.
No, we do not.
However, if nobody sees you.
We know, and you know, if you committed certain crimes and you go to prison.
What type of time it is?
You're targeted.
Yeah.
And that dude was on all TVs and pleaded guilty.
Facts.
Oh, he pled guilty?
Yeah, he pled guilty.
Bro.
Oh, shit.
And
he
basically did. There was over 100 gymnasts that gave a statement. What do they call it?
Testimony?
It's a statement. It's a, I forget what it's called, but when you before you go to trial, they say a statement, basically how they feel about you and whatever. All 100 plus said something. So that was publicized. So there was no higher than once you get locked up.
Well, speaking of getting locked up, y'all seen the Amazon shorty? They got locked up. 16 years, 15 years.
How you buy a crib down the street from the warehouse?
She stole nearly $10 million.
Listen, bro, what listen.
She purchased a home down the street from the Amazon facility. And
she didn't want to have to go far to work.
The owner said he started questioning once he seen her pull up in a Lamborghini.
Lamborghini.
How you pulling up in a Lamborghini?
And you manager.
And you got stony braids from fucking Set It Off. Like, you crazy.
You deserve to be in jail.
She got Teslas.
Everything, bro.
You didn't learn from the Brockton shorty?
Yo, but that's not
even. Not even the Brockton shorty. It. The shorty from Roxbury?
But that's not even the icing on the cake. They got caught. Then they still took some of that money and tried to open up a hookah spot in downtown Atlanta.
Should have did that first.
Facts.
And they were like, they looked at the thing and said, hold on, there's a case against you for this fraud. And what they do, created fraudulent documents and said, nah, that got dismissed.
It's lit. Listen. Wow, I didn't know they went that deep.
Yo, shit.
Yeah, no wonder she got all that time.
Yeah, 16 years.
She was committed. She was try hard.
She was going.
But it wasn't just her, though. It wasn't just her. It's like a whole scheme.
It was a whole bunch of people.
Like, but look, like 10 people or some shit like that. Yeah.
She didn't snitch, though.
She didn't snitch?
She got time.
Yeah, she got time.
She got probation. She snitched. She ain't snitch.
Well, yeah, I don't think she had no options. They got everybody. They have documents.
I'd be like, yo, I got somebody.
They got footage.
She couldn't snitch on nobody. what can we do
to minimize this?
What's going on?
They looked at everybody's bank accounts and said, yo, we pay you $14.95 an hour.
Listen.
And your account says that you got freaking $2.5 million.
All I would have said is, look at my skill level.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Look what I can do for you.
Wow.
You gotta sell it.
I finessed you out of 10 come million.
On, bro. You could hire
me. Imagine if I was on your team.
Exactly, bro. Wow. I will stop the next person from doing this to you.
Wow, that's hot. That's
look
how
much I look at how much I got from you paying me $14.50. I fucked up pulling up in a Lambo.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? But if I didn't do that, you would never would have known.
You know what? You know who else I feel like is being too loud and that's why they get investigated?
Who?
Logan Paul and KSI.
It's lit.
You seen their Prime drink getting investigated, and they're promoting it to kids.
Bro.
They got you.
Now
you
what is it, 12 cans of Coke or some shit
caffeine.
You want me to tell you something funny? 2 weeks ago, I'm taking my nephew to Taekwondo. I'm driving him off. Mm-hmm. He's like, because it was Father's Day, and Father's whatever.
Yeah.
He's like, Uncle Mikey, normally you know, we stop at the gas station. Can I get a Prime? I was like, oh, what's Prime? What's that? He's like, oh, it's a drink. I was like, we don't have time. We got water. I was like, I don't got time. We got water. Let's just get there. Because he's like, okay. Felt all sad. I didn't realize until later. I was like, that's a damn Monster energy drink like this big.
But now I'm not going.
It's that big?
It's like a good fucking size.
No way, bro.
But I'm not going to hate, right? They could just be making too much money.
Nah. I think they're marketing it to like kid. My nephew's 7.
Bruh, if it was that bad, it wouldn't be in all these stores.
It's an energy drink. It's
I know, incredible. But they're making money.
Yeah, of
and
course.
If you start making money, people are going to question it, and facts. They're going to start throwing those smoke signals because you're making too much money, but you loud.
Because other companies make, other energy Rockstar? Drinks make money.
Yeah,
Rockstar,
I don't see no I don't
Monster.
See no
investor.
The only last
because they're not promoting the kids.
They're not promoting the kids. Okay. This is promoting the kids.
My 7-year-old nephew ain't been like, oh, can I get a Red Bull? But he's like, okay, I gotta get a Prime.
Okay,
Elijah, you know what a Prime is?
Oh, he got him.
Who bought that shit for you, yo?
Mommy.
She buy it for you? Grandma? Oh, I can't do shit to Mama G. Never mind.
We fucking got him.
Got him.
Got him.
They infiltrated. Got him.
I can't do shit.
Did you guys see the picture I sent? Did you guys see the picture I sent of Deadpool and Wolverine?
Bro, I'm so excited.
I'm definitely excited.
I'm
stoked.
I'm not even gonna lie. I'm a big kid right now.
Facts.
They got the
old X-Men suit.
That's why he came back.
That's why he did it.
That's why he came back. It's fucking Deadpool. He can do whatever he wants. You know how wild this movie's gonna be?
Bro, I know they paid him money, bro.
Oh, yeah, 1,000%.
Because he said he retired from doing Logan.
Hold on. And Wolverine being able to be
Wolverine.
R-rated?
It's lit.
Wait, what?
Wolverine's never been R-rated.
Deadpool's an R-rated movie.
Yeah. They get the wild out.
Wolverine can now be R-rated.
Yes, sir.
It was never R-rated?
No, PG-13.
For real?
All the X-Men movies, yeah.
Even PG? Logan?
Yep. Deadpool was like the first R-rated movie.
Yeah, you're
bro,
right.
Do you know what Deadpool does? He's going to be able to curse and do all this type of crazy shit.
He can actually wild out.
Wild the fuck out.
Shout out to Hugh Jackman, man.
Shout out to Hugh Jackman.
He's one of the best superheroes out of
the Shout out to Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, Ryan Reynolds, another guy. What is that show? Nice Guy that he did? That he's in the video game?
Oh, the movie.
The movie.
Yeah.
Shout out to you for that movie too, man. Fantastic movie, man.
That movie was fire.
You got to watch that shit.
All right. We speaking of stuff that we've been watching?
Yeah, let's get to it. I got a whole bunch.
All right. Let me tell y'all what I've been watching. So, when I had the whole gum episode, right? And my face swelled up, right?
This nigga was looking crazy, bro.
Wild crazy. I'll take it, right? You know when you be in the crib and you be in bed on bed rest and you can't really do shit, so you succumb to like dumb shit?
Of course.
Yes.
So you know me. I'm looking online. I'm like, social media is a dangerous place, bro.
It is. You get lost.
I got lost and found myself on the Zeus Network.
Oh, no. It's no.
Lit. I did, bro.
Say it isn't so.
The ratchet got me.
Oh, no.
Listen. It's lit. I'm not going to lie, right? I like to be entertained.
Yeah, right? When you said Zeus, I'm not surprised at all.
Right?
I'm not either.
Not surprised at all, because you're a ratchet ass nigga.
You know what my show was?
Oh, Lord, what was it?
Bad Boys of Hollywood.
it's lit.
I'm not even shocked. Because them niggas is petty, bro.
Yo, they're wild petty, bro. Listen.
It's lit.
Listen.
Yeah.
Straight men can watch stuff like this. Like, I love that shit. Hey, that's fire.
I don't care what you think about me, nigga. I be watching that shit.
Facts. I watch all that shit, right?
That shit's fire.
But I can understand if I had nothing to do when I'm in the house.
The crazy part
I'm
about
watching
that,
the petty.
The crazy part about that show is if you just take away the gay part, it's just men doing what men do,
No, but that's my favorite part.
Yeah.
The fact that you have niggas like, all right, I'll tell you, there's some people in it. There's people like Orlando Brown's in it.
Yes, sir.
Rasby's in it.
Yeah.
Yo, them two are always fighting.
Always.
Because they're actually best friends. That's the crazy part of the show.
They can wild out with each other.
Rasby is the messy one. I'll just tell you that now.
I've seen the clips.
Rasby's wild crazy. I see why B2K can't go on tour.
Yeah, nah, he's right? wilding out.
Orlando Brown's cool, but he makes his funny jokes. The funniest nigga on there is a nigga named Jonathan, right? He does all like the big celebrities' hair for them, like Cardi B's and them.
Okay.
So he got bread already going on to the show. But what I always find entertaining is the gay dude that can fight.
The little short, stocky nigga?
This nigga walk around.
Yeah, my guy.
Is he the one that just be throwing punches out the blue?
Bro, that nigga was in the club.
He always got a baddie with him.
He was drinking in Casamigos. That nigga seen Raz B. He said, Orlando, move out the way real quick. He said, bitch. You know what his excuse was? He said, yo, listen, I was in the club off the Casamigos. I was just having flashbacks, and I seen Raz B coming at me, so I seen him in the club, and I just hit him.
Yo, it's lit.
And I'm like, yo, the scariest thing in my life
is
to ever
square up. We already know now.
The scariest thing in my life is to square up with a gay person that can fight. Because you don't know how they're going to swing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because whenever you see the gay dudes, they fight, they hit you with the back, like the wrists. They punch you with that part.
Ayo.
But when you get the gay nigga that square up.
The man.
And the crazy part about it is, that show is like all brawlic niggas.
All brawlic niggas, yo.
Yeah.
All brawlic.
Like,
I don't know.
What's in Texas,
I love
bro?
It, bro.
But it's why I entertain. Something in the water. It's why I entertain. I'm not going
to
lie to you.
I'm like, would I step to these niggas?
No. These niggas got perfect teeth and be fucking niggas up.
I would have to think twice.
Yeah. I mean, it's hands.
Yeah.
It's
I would hands. Have to think twice. Yeah.
It's hands. So it's like, no, you step to them, but you're like, you're taking a few steps
back. They make Raz B and look tiny.
Yeah.
Facts. Yeah, like, niggas do. Is like 6'3",
6'4". Oh, yeah, nah, you can't fight them niggas.
Big niggas.
Yeah, you can't fight them niggas. Yeah, nah.
Shout out to Zeus. They got me.
It's a rap for him.
They got my $20.
Yeah, oh, you paid?
Oh, I did.
Oh, yeah, you got to pay the
You want to know why? I believe in trying something once. Sometimes, depending on what it is.
It's lit.
If you're entertained by something,
you heard it
try
here.
It. Try it once.
You heard it here.
You never know. You might like it.
I feel like...
He ain't lying.
I feel I can watch clips. Okay, honestly... I can't even fuck with it.
Nah, you're too positive for that
I
shit.
I try.
That nigga's soul too pure.
No, negative. Don't do that to me.
You're soul
I like,
too pure.
No, don't do that. I like petty. I like stuff like that, but...
You have a limit.
That's like, I think when I was younger, I could rock with that. But I realized as I get older, certain shit just...
Nah, just watch that shit on the weekends, bro.
I can't do.
Watch that shit on the weekends. You gotta, you know, that shit dab in the hood shit. Like, I don't want to go in the hood, so I watch it.
Yeah, facts.
1,000%. I'm a normal taxpaying citizen.
I'm like, this is why I don't go. This is why I don't deal with
you. You feel me?
This is why I don't go.
This is why I don't go to black brunches. This is why. This is all the bullshit that be happening.
Nah, that don't be happening at the brunches.
Bruh.
That don't be happening at the brunches.
Bruh.
That don't be happening at the brunches?
Bruh. I'll tell you about one right now, but I know the person that did it, so I just tell him.
We finna talk about that off air.
You feel me?
Like, you know.
Niggas be doing too much.
Listen, bro. I haven't been to a brunch in years.
When's the last time you went to a brunch?
It's been a while.
I think I was like 32.
Damn. Whoa. That long ago?
Who am I doing at a brunch?
With your wife?
Bro, nah.
The fuck?
Bro.
Kids are waking up. I'm waking up with the kids.
Go with the fellas.
Oh, we should go to brunch.
Yo, I've gone to brunch with the fellas. We sit there, post up, get some waffles.
All right, I'm with it.
I'm with it.
All right, let's get it.
Oh, let's do it then.
You just gotta bring your bib.
Why would I need a bib?
It's lit.
What the fuck you talking about?
Whoa, bro.
What the fuck you talking about?
Oh, man, you can't tell you that.
What the fuck? Hold on, what the?
We're going to the beach, bro. Women, ladies.
Oh, well, I was going to say that. Oh. I was saying ring a bib because of...
That too.
Oh, really?
That too.
Oh, really?
Listen, you were up 2-1.
Yeah.
I had to get mine back.
Really?
That was 2-1.
I got my early.
Hey, you got
mine. I snuck the other one in.
I'm back, baby. I'm back.
You back?
He's full. He's good.
Okay.
That's why when he walked through the door, I said, yo, you good? Like,
yo, it looked out my eye. I did. Hey, y'all keep coming at my disability, man. I'm going to have to start slapping y'all.
Listen, I'm going
to
keep it real. I'm going to keep it real. We was at the last pod. I kept seeing you blink in one eye. I was like, if this nigga turned a zombie, I'm stealing this nigga in the mind.
Hey, yo, listen.
And I tried to bond with you over having a similar element, and you were coming at
me. No.
Bullshit. This nigga looked like a whole blowfish.
I was, bro.
Bro, I was rolling.
I was dead.
Wow.
But you know,
that's what we do. We gotta laugh.
We had a whole.
I sent it.
Yeah. You sent it to me.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, shorty, look at this.
Oh, he sold the shorty. Oh, this nigga violated.
Yo, you violated the sanctity of the group chat.
Oh. Look at this.
Yo. That nigga must have been a doghouse. He had to throw me under the bus.
Bitch ass. Yo, nigga.
You know I'm the martyr for sure.
Oh,
I'm the scapegoat.
Oh, no, I showed up Mikey, too.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Mikey shit was crazy because he gave a video.
I ain't dead. She was like this.
Wow. Damn.
All right. I'm not going to lie.
If
we being honest.
Hey, no more.
I show mine and yours, too. Fuck it.
Hey, show. And show, ain't no more gifts going to Shorty.
Yeah.
She cut off.
Yeah.
She cut off now.
Who else am I going to laugh with, bro?
Hey, let her know she cut off.
Listen,
when I bring special stuff, she ain't getting nothing.
Hey, ain't that shit so clutch, right? Where, like, when you're in the doghouse and you can show your Shorty something of your
make
friends.
Make her laugh?
Yeah.
And that's what gets you out?
Yeah. Every time, yo. If the mood was a separate one.
Oh, it's set now.
She like, damn, your friends are stupid.
Oh, shit.
What time we at, O?
Oh, shit. We go. Oh, my
okay.
God. We're going to work on our time. We're still trying to figure out the
camera. Yeah, what time, what time? What time is it now? What time is it say on the camera? 21? Let's do a quick break so we come back for like a few more minutes and we done.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
Let's get it. I'm going to figure out a song. Which
you want yeah, send it to me. Send
we
it didn't to talk me. About our weeks.
It's okay. Who cares, nigga?
Oh, no, because I got some shit,
oh,
yo.
Oh, well, let me come
I
back.
I got me some peaches, yo.
Oh.
Here you go, show.
Yo.
I got some. I got some.
Okay.
I got it.
Oh, we stopped? Are we recording?
Hey. You stopped it, though?
I'm a piano, piano.
Oh, I'm about to sing you this.
Daddy me.
Hey.
Daddy me. This daddy me.
I'm a piano. I've been getting all the African chicks like this. That's all they do.
They love that.
They shout hallelujah. Overseas, they won't chop me like suya. I'm a piano. Nobody's doing it.
It's lit.
So greasy, oh, greasy, oh. They dance like grease, breezy, oh, easy, oh. On my wrist, they cold, they freeze, oh. Them know they call me Mr. Money for no reason, oh. I see they go, I'm a piano. We go show, we go let them know.
It's lit.
Now we run the town and any show. We got that any woe, song got that any foe.
It's lit.
Put them on their toes, on the low. They got them low. My better show, South Jamo, Colorado. Pass me the fat door. I'm a piano, piano. It's a big vibe, but the girls, them know. Steadily, steadily, heavily. I'm a piano, piano. It's a big vibe, but the girls, them know.
All canceled that one. I said, yo, are we pardoned? Y'all were like, nah, we're not pardoned. Exactly.
Hold on. I'm going to look for it. Give me a second. Give me a second, beloved. Because we ain't start yet. Hold on.
I'm recording.
Damn, this nigga always want to just get all the. I don't care if you get the spice. I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, man. That's what they say. Hey,
I
man,
like
that's what,
it.
That's what they on here for, right?
I can't even see it. Because when you sent the video, so look, he sent this of the new shit when he was at the crib on June 14th.
June 14th, yeah.
So when he sent us the face shit was way before that.
It was way before that.
It was the weekend of, it was the week before that. It was
do,
that weekend.
Do you have it in the, you have it in the text when you sent it? Because I don't have it that far, that's why.
I sent it on June 9th, Friday.
A whole month ago. Today's the 10th.
Yes, we recorded last week.
Four
right?
weeks. Yep.
Okay. And then let's see where I said, yo, we recording tomorrow? And you're like, nah, man.
Wait, time out. That's not my voice when I do that shit. Don't do that. Don't sound like a shorty.
No, man.
Don't act like a female
right, here,
right,
right
now.
Right here. Sunday, July 2nd. And fellas, we recording tomorrow? Show. No. That's the one we did record. The one before that is when I messaged y'all and said, yo, we recording? And you said no.
Talk about it.
Okay.
Talk about it. You said it was me that missed it. It was you.
Yeah, nigga.
All right, then. Shut the fuck up.
That's 1 week, nigga. You was out there 2 weeks prior to that.
You're right. I missed 2 weeks, not a
so
month.
You missed 2 weeks prior to that, and you missed the week after that also?
No, I missed the 1 week before that because I had my trip.
Did you pod in July and June? Did you pod in June?
Yes.
You podded in June? When did you pod in June? Please tell me. Because we got the videos, nigga. I kept the files, nigga.
Keep the files. We're
when did we pod in June?
The last weekend of June.
You podded in July, bro.
Last week. He's talking about last week.
Yes. That's the last time. That's the first time you podded,
we
bro.
We didn't record before that.
No. You wasn't with us. You weren't with us, Mikey. I'm telling you. When you asked if we were podding, that's when you were trying to come back.
I missed. Yes. What? What?
That's when you were trying to come back.
And y'all said no.
But that was
because you weren't recording.
I'm agreeing with you on that.
What are you talking about?
I'm saying you weren't here for 2 weeks before that happened. Because when that issue happened.
In May?
What the fuck is he talking about, bro?
Yo, let's just move on. Is that that shit?
Yeah, because yeah, you keep changing up dates and shit. I didn't let you do that.
I never mentioned May.
Let's leave it.
That nigga confused me just now.
No, because I was on vacation. That's why I missed that Monday in May.
And then you took a trip in May, right?
Yes. That last weekend in May.
Okay. It is 9:10. Okay.
Yeah, let's get this going.
Let's get this going.
All right. Let's get this going. Okay. All right. This is.
No. You got to introduce it, nigga. What are we talking about?
I was about
Don't play the clip first. We got
to
talk about it.
I was going to
ask a question.
Yes.
Could you cheat on a shorty and she take you back?
No. What would you do?
Get him, show.
What would you do if. Would you tell your shorty she would never leave you if you cheated?
It depends.
You would tell your shorty that?
What?
That, yo, even if I cheat on you, you still ain't going nowhere.
No, I wouldn't say that.
That's what wealth.
Oh, me personally? No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, unless I'm rich.
I was going to say, if
I'm rich.
Depends on the circumstances.
If I'm rich, you can't tell me shit.
Yeah, depends on who I.
Wait till I get my money right.
You want to leave, bitch?
Let me buy the plane for you.
It's lit. Back bent pass.
You don't even need a ticket. I'll buy you a personal plane. You just got to gas it up.
Now do what old boy did. Like, hey, we're going to Paris.
Facts.
Have the driver take us to the airport. And be like, all right, you don't live there no more.
Did you just throw a fit because you shot another shorty in my pool?
Yo.
No.
But I don't think the average man can tell a shorty that he cheated and she's going to take him back.
Yeah, bro.
But. Well, that does,
Not even cheating yet. Just telling her, even if I cheat on you, you're not leaving me.
But you want to know why I agree with him, though?
It depends on if you have her hooked a certain way.
No, I agree with him. You want to know why?
Old girl sat beside dude when dude was basically talking about, yeah, you know, I cheated, whatever.
Right, hold on.
And what she say? Who? I'm stand by my man. What? Jackson.
Oh, Darius. Jackson or whatever the fuck
that is. She left him.
She left him after, though.
After?
She saw all that shit.
But the reason why I think I agree with him is because it would speak to the weak woman who couldn't take just cheating.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Well, let's play it. So we can see what light-skinned Keisha said.
Ooh.
And
colorism.
Yo, listen, I love her.
Shout out to light-skinned Keisha.
Great job on Stars, on Power.
Oh, she's on Power
Book. She's on Power Book. Okay. Yes. She's on Power Book with the son. What's his name?
Book
Tariq.
Two.
Tariq, yes. Yeah, book two. Ghost. Book two. Yeah, Ghost. Yes. And she kills it. Kills the part. And she's a pretty good rapper, too.
So what is this, like a podcast clip?
No, what are you talking about?
What you about to play?
Oh, yeah.
This nigga already lost.
I was lost in the song. I'm over here.
That nigga looked at me like, yo, what the fuck are you talking about?
I'm going through a whole page in my head. I'm like, every one of these pages.
I thought we were setting up the clip. We already discussed it.
We ain't going to talk about it.
Go for what? No, let's talk about it. Put it out on the table.
You're not going to leave me if I cheat on you.
You're stupid.
You're not leaving. You're not leaving me if I cheat on you.
You're stupid. You're crazy.
I've been with you so long.
Okay, try it.
Dog.
Yo.
You're not leaving me if I cheat on you.
You're crazy. You want to cheat on me?
You're not leaving
me. Do you want to cheat on me?
I don't want to cheat on you, but you're not leaving me if I cheat on you.
You're crazy. And the thing about it is
I don't spend too much money for you.
I don't give a fuck. That's your problem, because guess what? I'm not even going. Let me tell you something. You cheat, I'm not even finna be on no rah, rah, da, da, da. I'm going to be so clear. I'm going to be so player.
She said I'm going to be so player.
I swear, like, I'm not even going to be like, motherfucker, I'm not doing none of that crazy bitch shit. I'm going to literally leave in the middle of the night like a thief in the night. I'm telling you. Mm. You're going to come home one day and think everything is good.
It's lit.
Mm. It's on the speaker also.
Oh.
Mm. What I'm going to say to that is this.
Mm.
I don't like the shorties that respond that way. Because if we did that as men, they call us weak ass men.
What you mean?
If a shorty were to step out one time on us and we were like, yo, I'm not even going to say nothing. I'm just going to leave in the middle of the night. They're going to call you a bitch ass nigga, bro.
That's fine.
Oh, okay.
Call me whatever you want.
Call what you want.
I feel like your reaction to that action
does speak to your character.
Respectfully, hold on. Respectfully, I ain't going nowhere.
Facts.
You heading out the door.
Why? Wait. What if it's y'all place, though?
That could be a possibility.
See, and that's why, full circle, I ain't rushing to move in.
Damn. It's come on, bro. You can't live alone forever.
I ain't saying that, but I feel like at the point at which I'm moving in with you, we ain't going to have conversations in which it'll be, I can cheat on you and you'll still stick around.
But if you married, that's a case in point, right?
Yeah.
You can't just cheat once and then just.
Hold on. It's the way, it's him saying it to her like
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
But he's just being real. He's literally. I'm not going.
Bro. I'm not taking that real shit. Nah, that's not real.
That's not real.
But they have.
That's what he said was super hurtful.
No, 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 no. I don't agree. You want to know why? Because they're having a private, intimate conversation on camera. That's why you're taking it that way. If they were in closed doors, he would say that shit.
And that's
but the
wild.
Problem is that he having that same conversation on camera, and we're reacting to it. We're reacting to a private, intimate conversation between
you.
Two people that have years and years.
I'm telling you, as somebody who's been with somebody for a long time, numerous people for a long time, if any one of us said that to each other, bro, it's I'm out the door.
I don't believe problems. It. I don't believe it. You want to know why? You never been in an argument with a shorty, and she be, I'm going to leave. And you don't say, so leave. That's no. The same. That's not the same?
It's different.
Tell
it's
me
different.
Why. Tell
it's
me
different.
Why.
Because the act of cheating is way different than the argument.
Yeah.
Because the argument, the argument can end, it's lit. End very happily.
Yeah.
We're going to argue, then we're about to hit the bedroom, right. And we're going to wear that
we
out.
We're going to stress, get the stress out.
Now, that's different than us arguing because you cheated.
Okay.
Because now I don't want to take you in the bedroom. I'm done
and
with you.
And on top of it, because it was it's a private conversation that gets had publicly.
Right.
Which what you want Shorty to say,
which,
bro?
Which isn't a private conversation.
Yeah, what
that's,
you
that's
want,
a private conversation.
Bro, what do you
how's
want
a private
her to
conversation?
Do?
Because of how she's reacting emotionally, because you could tell that shit hurt. Nah,
for,
being real.
Well, yeah, who wouldn't it hurt?
Was, that, saying, was that video meant to be put out?
Yeah,
put it out. It's a podcast.
So then it wasn't a private conversation.
No.
We, for example, we right now are recording. We're going to put this out.
No.
If I know we're going to put this, it's not
different.
Different.
It's different having a podcast with your girl.
It is.
It's different than having a podcast with
you
your
go
girl.
Home. You gotta go that, home with Shorty.
Because when you say something, that, but I'm telling you, when you say something with a go watch any podcast,
bro.
DJ Envy podcast, all that shit.
All that.
When he say certain shit, they react a certain way. She said, oh, go ahead, try it then.
Try it.
I dare you.
But it's not.
Because I'm not even going to say nothing to you. I'm going to up and leave in the middle
facts.
Of the night.
If our
that's how she really feels.
If our intention is to put this out so everybody can see it, it's not a private conversation. We are recording so that we will put this out.
It is COE.
It's not a private conversation.
This is prime COE.
Yes.
Because that's some shit niggas will never say.
Exactly.
I've never
that.
Heard a man tell. I've never heard a woman. I've never heard anyone say, yo, even if I cheat on you, you're not leaving.
Show. Darius Jackson. That nigga Darius Jackson fucking got on with his wife on fucking Instagram Live after they caught him cheating at the bitch's house.
But he didn't.
You
again,
know what she did? She
once
sat
again,
right next
once
to the
again,
nigga.
He was caught. He was caught. He didn't say preemptively, if I cheat on you, you're not leaving.
And they got to, and in that conversation, he was trying to patch up his image.
Facts.
And they were trying to say, you know what, we're going to get past this because we're a loving couple. It wasn't like, yo, I'm out here doing whatever I want to do and you finna stay.
Because you notice she asked him one question. You want to cheat on me? And what'd he say? Sidestepped it completely.
Precisely.
I kept it moving. Said if he just said, if I cheat on you, you're not going to leave. He didn't answer the question. Say, you want to cheat on me? The minute she said, you want to cheat on me, and he didn't answer it, I said,
but you know what he said?
Yeah, it was content.
What was his response? Why she wouldn't leave him? Because he said he spent too much money on her.
I think that's dumb. That's bum shit.
Dumb.
That's
especially,
bum shit.
Especially if she's making money.
Facts. That's bum shit.
Especially if she's making money.
We all bought shit for our shorties.
Nah,
bro.
That mean that dick ain't hitting, bro.
Nah, bro.
That dick ain't hitting,
there's always another dude that's
facts.
Making more money than you.
Nah, bro.
But that man can make more money, but that thing ain't thinging.
That's different. And that's what we keep some shorties around, knowing they do cheat.
But that's why I'm feeling like some women will stay with you if you cheat, because you got that thing.
Absolutely.
On
of
you.
Course.
I know.
But you got that thing that know how to move.
But like nobody wants to be told, if I cheat on you,
I agree.
Leave. That's what we're talking. That's what I'm saying.
And say it knowing it's going out to the public.
Facts.
So
bro.
you're not embarrassing me in private. You're gonna embarrass me in front
publicly,
of the world.
Bro.
What is she supposed to say?
She had to put her guns
she
up.
She had to be like, yeah, all
right,
nigga.
If she just said, yeah, you right, I would have lost all respect.
I think
for her.
You know, no, you wouldn't have. You wonder what happened?
Nah,
that shit would
have
got retweeted even more.
Nah.
That'd
have
really been COE.
Nah, she would have had the shorties coming out.
That would have been COE.
Now, both sides of the argument are right. Because her response is the other extreme.
Yes.
I'm saying fuck.
That's what the niggas usually
do.
Yeah.
Up and leave in the middle of the night.
Yeah, she could have went the other way. Yeah. And then we would have been like, well, we expect that from a girl like her. Da, da, da. But
I was
she
expecting
was like,
her to-
she said straight up, I'm going to keep it player. Oh, hell no. Nah. Show you a G.
Yeah, she been watching too many LeBron tweets.
She fell into her character on Power.
She been on Power too long.
She's like, I'm going to keep it play. I was like, oh, nah,
she
son.
She said, I'm going to get ghost.
Yeah, oh, shit. It's
lit.
Man.
Have you ever put,
he's a late runner.
Have you ever put her on a shorty to the point where she wouldn't leave you?
Yeah.
How'd that feel like when you can't get a shorty to, like,
to
leave your crib? Yeah. Like, you ever had that? Like,
yes.
You had a shorty come in your crib.
Yes.
You put it on her.
Yes.
And you'd be like,
Yes.
So what you about to do?
Yeah. Well, that's a little different.
It's after a few hours. So I'm not saying right after.
So this is what you got to do. See, you got to stop planting the seeds before anything happens.
Oh, I do. I'd be like, yo, you come over, but I got to go somewhere at 7.
Right here.
There you feel go. Me?
Right here.
There you feel go. Me?
Oh, my God.
There you go. I got to do there something
go.
At 7.
I got to be somewhere.
But let's be real as men right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
When the activity happened, mm-hmm. she get to activating.
Mm-hmm. When the what?
When the activity happened.
Oh.
And she get to activate, and she mm-hmm. perform better than what you expected, and she be like, "Don't you gotta go somewhere in like 30 minutes?"
Yo, when she get that, when she
nah,
get
that's
that,
cool, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, when she get that star from Super Mario Brothers,
oh shit,
and it just yo, you be like,
yo,
you be like, you
said
like,
the star.
Yo. No, 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 it's when she get up and get a towel for you out your crib.
No, when she gives you, when she
yeah.
says, no, yeah. hold on, no, not just a towel, she brings the moist rag.
Oh shit!
It's
is it warm or cold?
Oh, it's warm.
Oh shit!
It's warm.
It's nigga done taught her well.
Hey! And when they wipe you down,
no, you ain't wiping me down.
Hey,
you're not wiping me down. I'm not a toddler.
You better clean me the fuck up.
Hey. That's why I draw the line.
You better clean me the fuck up.
Thank you.
That shit tickle.
Yeah.
Bro. Nah, because now you wonder why? Because they be slick. And you be laying there all chilling. And she start rubbing you down. Then she start getting you ready again. And you like.
That's fine.
You like, great. God, I see what you're doing.
I like that.
That's why I be like, give me the rag.
Nah, do that.
Give me the rag. Give me my shit real quick.
That's how they stay.
I know.
If you can get it up, get it up. You do the job.
She's going to get it up so she can get it back down.
Do whatever.
Yeah.
I'm chilling.
I've been there, yo.
There's nothing like just beating down and shorty don't even get up. She just roll over and just lay there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll be like, yeah, I just tap on the ass. Yeah. There you go, baby.
Good old days.
He said, I went 4 quarters and double overtime. Now I get to the half and I'm like, all right, I think I'm tired.
Last thing before we get up out of here. Shout out to Show.
Oh. Shout out to my man Show.
MyAuraStudios.com.
MyAuraStudios
is live, bitch.
Hey, get on my Aura. We got competition.
No.
We got competition.
And what?
You got two options now. We got Just Be Snapping.
Oh, shit.
We got Just Be Snapping. And we got My Aura Studio.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Oh, but the visions are different.
You know what I'm saying?
Visions are different.
Definitely.
You get the personality from the shots.
You could get your aura or you could just be snapped. Oh, either way, you're going to come out fire.
You fucked it up.
True, baby.
You should have put you on top. You should have been, either way, it's going to be wholesome.
It's lit.
Facts.
I see what you did, but
I was
putting all the shine on my photography brothers here. I'm just giving y'all the shine.
Listen,
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. I'm gonna take my flowers.
Yeah, you know, I'm 1,000% appreciate it.
And I ain't forget about my man over there spoken.
Oh, yeah,
What he's doing.
Hey, yo, before we go. Shout out to O for coming with me to Jerkfest.
Shout out to how was Jerkfest?
Jerkfest was phenomenal. Yeah. Shout out to Luciano. Shout out to everybody that did the Jerkfest.
That's what's up.
I had a great time, man.
Mad
people. Oh my God.
It looked dope. It looked
everybody
dope.
Was on point. I have never felt so part of a crowd.
Oh, shit.
He said, I never felt so black.
It was black, for real.
Yes.
The food was delicious. You know what I'm saying? Everything was great. The vibes was good. Shout out to Spark FM, Hot Sauce and Emo over there. Too.
Shout out to Spark FM.
You know what I'm saying? So it was a great time. It was a long day.
Okay.
It was a long day. We were exhausted after. We went to Limey's after.
Okay.
Try to get some drinks.
Shout out to Limey's. Yeah,
shout out to Limey's. Hey, we need to go, and I need to go to get the damn wings.
Hey, yo, this nigga here's younger than me.
Uh-huh.
Talking about, so everybody knows who I'm talking to. And he fell asleep in the chair, right?
You took a picture?
Wow.
Yo, me and Shorty is straight rolling at him.
No
like,
picture?
Yo, wow. Nah, I didn't take a picture of him.
Oh, you got to take a picture for the group chat.
I should have. It was bad. He was like, he ate his tacos. And just sat back like this.
Yo, I can't wait for us to get off air so I can call you. So I can call you all the inappropriate names I want to call you.
I swear to God, I'm the friend that would have took a picture and put it up on a shirt.
Yo,
and wore it to the pod.
Facts.
Oh, I swear to God.
Facts. Absolutely.
Nah, it was a great day. Shout out to Jerkfest. I've been trying to go for years.
Okay. Yeah.
And I totally missed it. I almost missed it again. Then I saw the flyer. I was like, I gotta go. I don't care about the prices. I'm going regardless.
Facts.
It was a great time. The pictures y'all gonna see soon are from there. Everybody was great. Luciano was a great performer. The backup singers, the instrumentation, fire day.
Okay.
Fire day. You know what I'm saying? So it was great. Appreciate y'all for the love. You know what I'm saying?
Of course, of course.
Shout out to Sam. He's been a month of, he's been tutoring me pretty much.
Swimming, my guys at speed.
Hey, you know his master class, baby.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've been taking him. Yo. I've been taking him.
I be FaceTiming the show like, yo, look, do this real quick.
Yeah. Every time there's a camera present, this man has to teach somebody.
I can't help it, bro.
That's what's up.
But I got to be me. So when he be telling me shit, I be like, yeah, I know, my nigga. I've been watching YouTube for the past. Gotta let him know he's not just talking to a dunce.
No,
Because Sam will talk down to you.
Oh, absolutely.
He will condescend you crazy. It's not intentional. It's your tone.
It's your tone.
Wait, what's my tone?
Your tone. Bro,
Shorty told me this shit before, too.
Because you talk like D. Like, all right. So we went to homeboy shit last time you had him with the camera. The way you were talking to him, and you would show them shit like you was the master and he was the student.
Me and Show looking at each other, yeah. That's why I made the meme.
Yeah, bro. I was like, you legit, you the black Mr. You the black Mr. Miyagi on this show.
Yes.
And I was like, nah, this nigga ain't sunning me like
that. Son, I apologize. I'm never trying to do that though.
No. It's never purposeful.
Oh, like,
it's
not. I'm really trying to like.
Yeah.
You don't do it intentionally, but. First of all, you're tall.
Yeah.
And you're expressive.
It's the way I'm doing it.
So you're leaning, because he's low. So you're leaning down over him like,
this nigga be like, I get down like this.
Yeah. It's like,
I'm like, dog.
Yo, and yo, it's his show. Like, he does the pitches working. For them.
Yeah, he's working.
Sam's a guest.
Facts.
Sam's like, nah, let me show you how to do this right. I'm like, yo, that's the other pod, bro.
How's this shit?
He said, nah, let me show you how to make this shot
his
right.
His settings were off anyway. It was crazy, yo.
Oh, darkest shit.
Yeah, yo, that's why I was like, all right, because I do videography. I'm a cinematographer. Like, I like video. That's my main thing. But that shit takes a minute to cut and edit.
Yeah, but it's good to be great at a lot of things than good at one thing.
Exactly. Yeah. And if you got a cam, why not use it?
I think you said that backwards.
What? It's better to be good at a lot of things than great at one thing.
Yeah. And apologies. That's what did I say, Olin? I said I'm a jack of all trades, master of none. That's my talent.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't wanna be pigeonholed to a corner.
You wanna be able to do everything.
Everything. Just know it's gonna be nice. He's gonna be on point regardless what I do. You know what I'm saying?
I love to just challenge our creativity.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Especially if you're creative, like you just like to, oh, shit, that's how that looked. And I did that by accident.
Mad times.
That's when you really flex. You're like, I did that by accident?
When you showed me how to remove the sky,
bro,
that shit changed. Yo!
Nah, not even that. Your first event over there at Dewey Square, I was like, yo, bro, this is the perfect time.
Facts.
Like, show up here with your camera.
Facts.
Because you're going to be able to practice and fuck up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And he was recording great shit. But then when he seen it on his camera, he's like, fuck.
I had it zoomed in too much.
But that's the moment that you need.
Like, yeah, because it wasn't a job. It's like, I'm getting my feet wet.
Not even that. When you were recording it in real time, if you can't remember, but I remember how giddy you were. You're like, oh, this looks way more different.
Right. He right.
And you got to see how it was by accident.
Listen, when I was watching the film back, I was like, oh, shit.
This is what my camera could do?
Listen, bro. Yeah. It's completely different, bro.
Endless, bro.
Nah. We out here, man. You know what I'm saying? So... You know,
we out here.
I'm trying to quit.
You know, there's options. You know what I mean?
Just so y'all know, I'm just trying to quit being a carpenter, man.
I'm
going
to keep it real.
My body hurt.
I want to say this on the podcast. I want us to do like a cookout at least to end the summer, bro.
Let's get it. Mikey, what's up, baby? Oh, we can do it at my house.
Say less.
Oh, shit.
We can do it at my house.
I'm with it.
We can do it at my house, too. Yeah. If y'all want to come out, y'all know.
I've been working on my ribs.
I've
been working on my ribs.
You've been working on your ribs.
Wait, now, question. Who wants to host? Because you both got backyards.
We're doing it at his house. He's hosting.
Yeah,
you don't want to do it at your house?
I'm
you
the
good?
Grill.
No, we got. We,
I'm the grill master.
Yeah. Okay.
Bro.
Yeah, okay. I'm with master. It.
And then nobody fucking with me on the grill, bro.
And then maybe we can actually try some of this food.
Hey, yo, listen. Ain't nobody. Orlando, come on, bro. Let them know. On the grill, who got it?
Okay.
Allegedly.
Okay. Okay.
Nah, I got mad witnesses, bro.
You got one.
You can't know.
Yeah, but look, wait, time out. Jehovah Witnesses don't count.
I don't fuck with Jehovah Witnesses. It doesn't matter. I don't know what he's talking about.
He didn't get the joke. He didn't get the joke.
I got the joke.
Because you said I got mad witnesses.
Oh.
It's
lit. You got that. You got that.
Break it down.
No.
He just slow it down.
He low key got offended. He's like, nigga, I don't fuck with them anymore.
Nah, I seen that. What battle was that?
Slow it down.
Yeah.
Conceded. Shout out to Conceded.
Shout out to Conceded.
He got rich off of that shit and got on Wildin' Out.
Yep.
Yeah, that shit was
he really did.
Well, until next week, we out of here, y'all.
Yeah,
it's lit.
It's lit. It's lit.